Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, April 10th. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it is 45 degrees. The humidity is 61%. The wind speed is northwest at 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.96. The dew point is 32 degrees. And the current wind chill is 39 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A police department in Gary County is without a chief. Roxanne Stewart has more.
Junction City City Manager Alan Dinkle, in a press release, said Chief of Police John Lamb is no longer with the city. The release said the police department is still fully functional and ready to serve the community as the search for Lamb's replacement begins. As of Tuesday, he was still listed as chief on the police department's website. Lamb has been with the department for the last 4 years. There's been no word as to why Lamb is no longer with the department. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Governor Laura Kelly announced that Kansas is receiving $8.2 million to begin implementing the Kansas Digital Equity Plan that will increase high-speed internet connectivity across Kansas. The DE plan includes digital skills training, affordable service plans, and access to broadband-ready devices with a focus on healthcare, education, and civic engagement. There's more about the implementation of the DE plan at kansascommerce.gov. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Whether taking on large commercial landscapes or your own backyard, let Steele help with your pursuit of the perfect cut. Introducing Steele zero-turn mowers for homeowners and pros. With a wide range of features and options, like our advanced four-wheel suspension system and 0% financing available, it's time to let the pursuit begin. Real Steele. Find yours at steeleusa.com/zero-turn. Available at select dealers. Financing available on qualifying purchases and subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. In 3 weeks, senators will decide whether to give Medicaid expansion a full floor debate or block the discussion for another year. Lawmakers rush to hammer out a myriad of policy pieces, ranging from the tax code to K-12 education funding, during a late-night marathon session before adjourning on Saturday for 3 weeks. During the frenzied process, Senate Minority Leader Dinah Sykes, a Lenexa Democrat, introduced a motion to pull Senate Bill 355 to the floor for consideration. The procedural move is designed to override the authority of Republican leadership, who refused to allow the bill to move forward through the usual process. The Sykes motion will require approval from 24 to 40 senators, and gathering 24 votes will be an uphill battle given GOP leaders' opposition to Medicaid expansion. Senators will consider the motion after they return later this month, with a vote scheduled for April 26th. Medicaid expansion would expand health insurance coverage for lower-income families, and under the Affordable Care Act, the federal government covers 90% of the extra cost of Medicaid services in exchange for expanding eligibility to those who earn up to 138% of the federal poverty rate. Kansas is one of 10 states left that have not expanded Medicaid. This session marked the first time in 4 years that GOP leaders allowed a Medicaid expansion bill to receive a committee hearing. On Tuesday, Governor Kelly announced that Kansas is receiving $8.2 million to begin implementing the Kansas Digital Equity, or DE, plan, which recently received federal approval. And this announcement solidifies the state's commitment to transform the landscape of high-speed internet connectivity and digital opportunity across Kansas. Governor Kelly said providing Kansans with the digital resources they need will strengthen our state, as the approval of the Kansas Digital Equity Plan marks a significant milestone in their commitment to closing technology gaps and knocking down barriers to affordable, accessible, high-speed internet in every corner of the state. Initially introduced last October, the DE plan received public comment and underwent thorough reviews with federal funding partners at the U.S. Department of Commerce's National Telecommunications Information and Administration Office. With this approval and funding from the National Telecommunications Information and Administration Office's Digital Equity Capacity Grant Program, the Kansas Office of Broadband Development will begin implementing strategies outlined in the plan to enhance digital opportunities statewide. The DE plan reflects a comprehensive strategy that includes digital skills training, affordable service plans, and access to broadband-ready devices. And it also highlights the impact of technology in critical areas such as healthcare, education, and civic engagement. The data used to determine each state's funding allocations included the total population, the number of individuals in covered populations, and measures relating to the comparative lack of availability and adoption of broadband. To access the Kansas Digital Equity Plan, you can visit kansascommerce.com. Governor Kelly announced that total tax collections in March were $760.4 million. That's $7 million more than the monthly estimate, and total tax collections are up 0.3% from March 2023. Individual income tax collections were $364.9 million, $29.9 million more than the month's estimate, and up 16% from March 2023. And corporate income tax collections were $77.1 million, $7.9 million less than the estimate, and down 24.8% from March 2023. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $261.2 million, which is $8.8 million less than the estimate, and those collections were $14.2 million less than March of last year. The Consensus Revenue Estimating Group, comprised of the Department of Revenue, Division of Budget, Legislative Research Department, and economists from the University of Kansas, Kansas State University, and Wichita State University, will meet on April 19th to review the fall estimate and make any revisions that it may consider necessary. Kansas earned a high-performance tier ranking recently in the Trust for America's Health Ready or Not annual report, due to the work of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's Emergency Preparedness Program. Ready or Not 2024, Protecting the Public's Health from Diseases, Disasters, and Bioterrorism, measures states' readiness to respond to a spectrum of health emergencies and to provide ongoing public health services. The annual report calculates each state's ability to respond to a variety of public health emergencies while still providing the everyday public health services that communities rely on. And each state is judged based on 9 key indicators, then sorted into 3 readiness levels, high, middle, and low. Kansas, 20 other states, and the District of Columbia ranked in the high-tier category for emergency preparedness. In Nebraska news, early voting is underway as thousands of Nebraskans are seeing ballots in their mailboxes. Nebraska will be holding its statewide primary election on May 14th, and this is the first requiring photo ID. A driver's license is commonly used, but don't forget that a state, military, tribal, or university ID is also valid. And election officials say it's okay if your ID is expired, as they can still take it. And it's also okay if the address on your ID does not match the address that you are registered to, because for the photo ID requirement, they're simply going to be looking at the name and face together. Nebraskans should also anticipate that the law requiring an ID may impact in-person voting. Although it may speed up the process, officials ask for patience and grace as poll workers adopt the new procedure. If you're anticipating voting in person, you can mark Monday on your calendar as the opening day for early voting. An investigation is underway after a man was injured following a pursuit by Dawson County Sheriff's deputies that ended in a crash. According to the Dawson County Sheriff's Office, at around 8:45 p.m. on Monday, deputies were advised of a man who was possibly armed and had a felony out-of-state warrant. Sheriff Mark Montgomery said deputies located the man's vehicle on Interstate 80 near Gothenburg and attempted to contact him. The sheriff's office said that after a brief verbal exchange, the man fled in the vehicle and came to a stop in the Gothenburg area. Deputies then approached the vehicle, but they said it fled again before crashing into a tree. The man, who the sheriff's office has not named, was transported to Gothenburg Health, and South Central Area Law Enforcement Services is investigating the incident. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office reported that on Thursday at 3:30 p.m., Ashley Harvey was driving a GMC Terrain 7 miles west and 3 miles south of North Platte near the intersection of Wagon Trail Road and the Nebraska Public Power District Canal Road when she fell asleep at the wheel. She told authorities that when she woke up, her vehicle was going down a bank into the canal, and she quickly went to the back seat where her 14-month-old son was, broke out the back window, and got her and her son to the roof of the vehicle. While floating on top of the vehicle, Harvey called 911, and at the same time, Harvey's husband, Dylan, rushed to the scene after receiving a notification from the vehicle that it had been involved in a crash. Dylan reported the vehicle was fully going underwater, and his wife leaped toward the shore with their son and was pulled to safely to shore. Both victims were examined by EMS, and it was determined that the only injury to either of them was a scratch on the boy's forehead. The dive teams worked with Al's Towing of Hershey to remove the GMC Terrain from the canal. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, the Nebraska State Patrol, EMS, the North Platte Dive Team, and the Sutherland Dive Team responded to the scene. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development Kansas State Director Christy Davis has announced that $1,809,677 has been invested in renewable energy and efficiency projects to lower costs, generate new income, and create jobs for Kansas farmers, ranchers, and rural small businesses. She stated that the USDA is committed to ensuring rural Kansas is benefiting from the clean energy economy, and these investments will expand access to renewable energy while creating good-paying jobs and saving Kansas communities and businesses money. These investments are made through the Rural Energy for America program, or REAP, and this program provides grants and loans to help ag producers and rural small business owners expand their use of wind, solar, and other forms of clean energy and make energy efficiency improvements. These innovations will help to increase their income, grow their businesses, and lower energy costs. This announcement is part of a larger national announcement that includes projects in 44 states. The USDA continues to accept REAP applications and will hold funding competitions quarterly through September 30, 2024. And the funding includes a dedicated portion for underused renewable energy technologies. For additional information on application deadlines and submission details, you can visit usda.gov. The federal program that helps pay for groceries for millions of low-income mothers, babies, and young kids will soon emphasize more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, as well as provide a wider choice of foods from different cultures. The final rule changes for the program known as WIC were announced Tuesday by the Food and Nutrition Service and will take effect within 2 years, with some exceptions. Last updated a decade ago, the new WIC rules make permanent a bump in monthly cash vouchers for fruits and vegetables, something first enacted during the COVID-19 pandemic. And among other changes, shoppers can also add canned fish, fresh herbs, and lactose-free milk to their carts. The voucher piece will take effect by June, according to officials. The WIC program served an average of about 6.6 million low-income Americans a month in 2023 at a cost of a little more than $7 billion and is designed to supplement the food budgets for pregnant, nursing, and postpartum women, as well as to feed babies and young kids up to age 5 by providing vouchers to mothers and children who qualify and specifically listing the amount and types of food they can buy. However, officials have said only about half of those eligible are enrolled in the Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children. Food plans in the program are based on recommendations from the National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine and the Federal 2020-2025 Dietary Guidelines for Americans. Kansas State University research and extension agents are alerting Western Kansas farmers and landowners to begin looking for a common springtime pest, the army cutworm, which is starting to make an appearance in some wheat and triticale fields in the far western region of the state. And Anthony Zuckoff, an entomologist at K-State, said the army cutworm is one of the first pests that producers need to start looking for in the spring. Army cutworms are also commonly known by their adult name, Miller moss. And Zuckoff said adult moths fly from the Rocky Mountains into western Kansas from late summer into fall, and the moths spend 2 months laying eggs in fields, especially those that are freshly cultivated or seeded, which then begin hatching in the spring. K-State entomologists report that female Miller moths can lay up to 1,000 eggs, and the cutworm larvae subsist on crop leaves until they grow into adult moths. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having chicken supreme, green beans, baby carrots, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be hamburgers, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be barbecue beef, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 69 and a west wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour, which should become north in the afternoon. For tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers before 9 p.m. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear with a low around 36. And it'll be breezy tonight with a northwest wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 63 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, it should be clear with a low around 33 and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour Thursday night. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 78. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 87. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 86. On Monday, there's a 20% chance of showers. Otherwise, it should be sunny with a high near 84 and breezy. And on Tuesday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 74 and breezy. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it is 45 degrees. The humidity is 61%. The wind speed is northwest at 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.96. The dew point is 32 degrees. And the current wind chill is 39 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets, secure in funds, are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
Hi, in sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. It was reported late last week that Kansas transfer tight end Deshaun Hanick had torn his Achilles. And Michael Swain of Fog.net 24/7 Sports joined 580 WIBW on Tuesday to discuss the injury.
The surgery word got brought up, and that typically isn't good. It's a big loss because, you know, KU went out and got Deshaun Hanick because they thought he could be an impact player. And he's someone that didn't play last year at Iowa State because of the gambling stuff that happened around the program, and he was never fully charged of anything and was cleared to play by the Big 12. So he was someone that was having a really good spring and was going to be arguably maybe be KU's best receiving tight end this fall and would have been a big person to replace the production left by Mason Fairchild. But not having him now, you know, you look at the room and you say Trevor Cardell and Jared Casey, and you're like, okay, you know, those are two guys that have been around for several years, and it's just going to come down to can KU stay healthy. And Cardell is not someone that has stayed healthy over the last few years, and it's really going to come down to that, because if an injury does happen to either one of those, then you're really looking at a redshirt freshman and, you know, maybe Quentin Connolly, Jaden Hamm, or maybe an experienced guy in Tabita Noah.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Whether taking on large commercial landscapes or your own backyard, let Steel help with your pursuit of the perfect cut. Introducing Steel zero-turn mowers for homeowners and pros, with a wide range of features and options, like our advanced four-wheel suspension system and 0% financing available, it's time to let the pursuit begin. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com/zero-turn. Available at select dealers. Financing available on qualifying purchases and subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic offers many services to cater to the healthcare needs of our community. Whether seeking routine checkups, diagnostic tests, or specialized treatments, patients can rely on us to provide high-quality care tailored to their specific needs. Stay informed about the latest services, programs, and updates by following our Facebook page. We look forward to serving you and your family with excellence and compassion.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
This morning, we have some cloud cover that is spreading across parts of the state due to a trough of low pressure that's rolling across western Texas. As that system moves northeast, we can't rule out some light precipitation across southern and eastern Kansas. A cold front arrives later on this afternoon into early Thursday. North to northwest winds become a bit breezy, mainly throughout the day tomorrow. This will also bring in much lower humidity, elevating the fire danger, so no burning. There is some concern for temperatures near the freezing mark early Friday. Warming trend over the weekend, with rain chances back again early next week. Could see a few sprinkles today in northwestern Kansas. It'll be partly cloudy from time to time with a high in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy in north-central Kansas with a high in the low 70s. Breezy today with low 70s across northeast Kansas. Sunny and breezy in southwestern Kansas today, are high in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy, some morning showers in south-central Kansas with today's high 68. A few thunderstorms in southeastern Kansas by the end of the day with a high 62. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, beef and pork trade ended up higher, but off of the day's highs on Tuesday. We're seeing increased production numbers as well shown in the slaughter numbers, and hopefully that will bode well as far as getting at least steady to higher cash trade this week. A lot of the story, though, in the overnight grain market, a little bit higher, but coming off of the overnight trade highs, wheat futures, hard red winter wheat, 13 to 14 higher. Corn futures, the old crop, 2 to 3 higher. New crop, a penny higher. Soybean futures, 3 higher in the old crop, penny higher on the new crop as well. CPI data comes out this morning. We'll see how much that may affect the market. This is the Kansas Ag Network.